Well, one thing sometimes the banks want you to do is to issue some new shares. So you might issue 400 new shares, and they might be held by the bank or by an insurance company or by some creditor. In other words, right now, you can only have the native shareholders that got shares back in 1971 and their children and the people they've left their shares to. But after 1991, you could have new shareholders if your corporation decided to issue new shares. But even if your corporation didn't issue new shares, you might find that somebody would come to this village from Anchorage and go around and try to buy up enough shares to control the corporation. So a lot of things could happen after 1991 unless changes are made.
Yau na se khoni den moy pipti khoni kaishun nain una khoni shareholder am tayo kutik ayo kutik kan gapluni am khikan khayu mat ka for time 400 tan pink sak tam khikan khayu mat ka khalqa ikhlikan khayu mat tois khoni kiuluku 1991 naam ikhok 1991 naam umkhwani time aq nang kran lagay kut was tiki takkan kakhlita makuni khwani village corporation naani to isu tamana pyaam ikhwani apyakti kiwa umkho 1991 naam kingwani khwani magutwani village corporation naat khwani mutaagan sharean khwani chiki itin yum out Cikik niu malu tentoi, isyukuluki. Cikik niu malu teng, aipani hok, juk mai 400 tan shareholder ang sag, aipani hok tamatum nasini 400 tan kani, cikik niu matwani makunu niu mutun, jali awai kani piluni, kuasa hokka ak makun, engkut jam kuasa nak nak makun, tailuni kani. Sharon kiputulra pikuni tam pichakart fun tamana khun arulex chimanaskuni taima akmakun tailuni kiputulra kiputchukan taima tun yakhlulu tallinen wallu taim bankam piche kakthwani nutagan gasan khwani sharon khwani yumtun tun nisklutta wall itu jika muskluta nutagan sharean, tapi ma 400 tahun kun 400 tahun kahsan kani nutaganun yupianun kani yumtun kani tautin piukngaluni, tak kunjali piukngaluni jat tunniskluta tunnerskluta, yupkainam tun piukngani takum asanun akum kumminun tu.
Unafani apyutka kauna dauna unafani pat skaringa kuna yukuku umyocht kama unafani level la go yukuku toitoni skaringa kulunia wita kuna yukuku dauna pani apyutka ka to dauna pani totin wita kuni unafani 400 tak mani fankuta yukunia Mari kita tuju kami corporation nam ti nang kan mereka 400 tak holu ni 400 shareholders. Ukut kani tahu kita 400 shareholder ada ukut nutam nang kan ngai lah ta. Tuku luta nang cekam ta. Unami kani shareholder ya tuku luta nang kum ta kai sun nang kengaji ka. Tahun itu le apit ka kadaun.
Is Dan's other question is. It's also based on the shareholders. What the present shareholders are going to be doing. If we cannot transfer, like if we cannot transfer our permits, I mean our shares to our kids,
if we die, you know, our village corporation dies along with it.
No, you can leave your shares to your kids when you die. That some people are doing that right now. And your kids, when they turn 18 years of age, can become voting members with the shares. The real danger, this is what people in all the other villages are worried about, is that right now native people can't sell their shares, they can only leave them to their children when they die. But after 1991, you can sell your shares, and if you leave them to your children, they can sell them. And that means that if they go ahead and sell their shares, the ownership of the corporation might pass from
your future. In two languages, Gussad and Yuchtersu. School of Ramachi. When I speak a lot of good, no name, Jim Kampnik, a snim Dino Rachkan, a spinner knack saxony. Dorton Dagan beef knacky when I speak the Akan Tamara as a money, no Kletok Hokanai will only tam mav. School of Tumiliganat. Unasifani, Yav Takner Tumiliganat, Nupanani, Chattai of Takato good. Espimoris Knacksaxi. Dorton Queen I Oxon my talk on the children at Magdala or Tak at Nanglijak Soman or Somk. Chatterosun is in Nulichto Marillo. Alan Casholosuani, Nulichto Maril, Nulichto Marillo, Sunutan Sanglohoni, attacking Rilucha Pitxu. Kalikanamatam Nutan Chamakan. Alachtakat, Alarutak, and a honey need to go into shock in Chi, in Chi, a chaka, who in a spitstun. Tavam Kalachtaka need to go into shock a cheat, Kaikisuk. Tam Rayok Nerla Yun Ritzhang, a my matum Nassini. In Koksanga, a carmaika uni. I'll look Knisu, Huang and Tavama looksa. Dort Nayok Sukovchi Moris Kuchi Huanik Pogni Chugunichi. Chiun Kak Chiun Unafani. In a chig as a quickness is some chalk, which has been a shakalji.
We got a water called Kasat Katakta. Tanga will lose me. Samo Marilla. I don't even ask school. I'm soon a soldier. That one, not clean. I thought so much time got. That the one got out of what a song. Dosu tetti litni, hatun kannut shonga. Agu yak shalgni chikup. Jadi so, himkun khoka, yaku liang kannut kdashit nit lahtik koho. Jindaganam to kansha, manishtakum naklaqila kishup. Umyakak su kishup. Tingo maso kuyo yawa tuwat ng kadawag na sikso. Ayaw kuyo ni akhtak kaluti. Ziyulagan ng kansa na ukta yung naitaksi. Tantagat tatakuluman na kong kapyak. Kanaw na sikki nga. Magkakaway pa kaluku. Kanaw tunay pa kaluku. Humuwas siya to. Pitti pesinilunis manna kanssa. Tuossa umia.
Canada came to Alaska and they looked at ANCSA and they decided that they liked some things about it, but they didn't like others. But I guess the easiest way to illustrate what is happening there is that in a part of the Canadian Arctic called the Mackenzie Delta, there are 3,000 Eskimos in Uvalueit. And they just settled their claim in August 1984. That's the most recent settlement. And in Canada, they didn't settle them all at once. Their people are negotiating their claim, and then someone else negotiates their claim. But the 3,000 Eskimos in the Mackenzie Delta, they looked at Alaska and they said, we don't want to leave the children out. We don't want transferable shares. We don't want to face 1991. And we don't want our land ever to be taxed if it's as long as we use it for subsistence. And those are three things that they insisted should be included in their claim. That is, they wanted to make sure the children shared. They wanted to make sure that the land would always stay in Eskimo ownership, and they wanted to make sure they couldn't be taxed. And the government of Canada agreed to all of those things. The other thing they did, they got land in fee simple, just like you did. In fact, they got more land on a per capita basis. They got money so they could go into business, but they separated the business from the land so that if they take any risks in business and their business ventures don't work out, then their land is still safe. And the other thing they did, they said, all right, this is the whole region. We're going to have this land. You know, the whole region is a big region like Bristol Bay, bigger than Bristol Bay. And they got, and they agreed they would get, in fee simple, some of the land, a lot of the land. But they also got an agreement that over the whole region, beyond their own land, they would have the exclusive right to take polar bear and grizzly bear and muskox. And they also got an agreement that in the whole region, throughout the whole region, not just in their land, but in the whole region, they would have the exclusive right to subsistence. Now, there are some white people living there who have right now permits for subsistence, but when they die, their permits die with them, so eventually the only people with any right to engage in subsistence will be just those Eskimos who live there. Now, they spent about 10 years negotiating that settlement, and they looked at what Alaska had done, they looked at what other people had done, and they've got a good agreement. I think that's the best land claim settlement of any group of native people in North America. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I haven't heard of a better settlement than that. So, but that's the best settlement. There are still some Eskimos and Indians in northern Canada who are working out their settlement. They have the advantage of coming.
Federal government damlu chali lugu qamlaq puknani Kwangkutniunannuna. Atukulutasihukmani Alaskamkutoidloni kwani. Kwani 44 million acre kwani. Amsungan kwani. Atutulutan rang naksaram tunginun. Salisukuna kwani. 962.5 million dollars kwani. Kwangkutun kwani. Chikyut kumas kafkumaluni ukununa 12 regional corporation nanun kwani. Ikut kapih cak semit jali. Unah kwani 962.5 million acres sak. Bermi kwani cuk makasat ni. Yukunun nafkut klukupikuni. Yuk kwani $500 kwani. Tot naking iu masholuni. Jali su patu mafkna kuhuk ashakum ikwani.
Alaska kato kulo ko. Kito mo pisu butana. Kasi kito na tungso sa kfiro tungo tahtak kulo tungo. Pilam mga kato makot tot kayo naki. Salislu kasak saklu kupis knating kmaklu kutakam masungal piunak kolga ilimium nasputoluni unaklu kutakslu kmaklu kuk am sungal takona am sungal umiyukip pialo ting pikam kdenunang yutskout kasih sait lam Jadi setama kami nolok terlalu tinggi sekam, mungkin semua kecil kami datu na mertat, nak kembali dengan sekam juga mungkin tak sokai dengan takam tay, nak kembali nak cukup itu sendiri tu, tuat nolok sekut, atau kami niklu ilat makin raf kenaatun, tuh kahsut pin gelam. Takukam nak matumam ya atau lakat, nak kaksuku, pelukuksuku, alimatuksuku. Undum soi mak pikmutam pelui, biu nak sikit, kas peluki, nengelmi kasiksuku atau tuluk, maka alat, maka nengelngan lingkum. Sak fiolo teng kasik, kena teng pisku. Sapit kluku taema tamat mawatin ni tlaqun khtuslu khanku taqqa khani kha imutun chatunayuq ayuqut tlikkat kutkhumai annu taqputu khin lukluku mayayuq lalgit annu taqput nakuk lalgatun lukluku ngang naqsut put ngang naqsutlu Kau cemalu ni, wayak yugulu tingtot, nang cilra sana yugulu tingkot tama kongkut. Tamana tamai, aktak kalu kaneng sakkan tingtot, kot tua semua cangak kisah lu makun kaneng kongkut tun spesnul. Mana kaneng kita katoi? Amskoni aksakalat ng kumta maiman na kasi natin ang ilitsa kasuwit ko tungkot kung kutaslo at ako kam tiktali sa liyakan kilis siya yun nata makakuhino ko ito sa ang kasum nito ay imutong siya kakto na yung kusung sunok ko atin kong kuta tanggaw ko lulani ko atin
To the Menami tribe in the lower 48, because when 1991 comes by, whether if I live or not, or whether if the village corporation stockholders are there, there is going to be big money that's going to be coming in again. And it's going to be coming in at a rate that is so alarming that to a point where the native community may become nomads in their own lands again. We have always been the political unit long before the United States government was even thought about, long before the state of Alaska was in existence. We had held our communities and our people together with our constitutions and our rights, and as our sovereignty has dictated throughout centuries, we still have not lost our language, although we've picked up a secondary language called the English language, in which we now communicate and have to communicate in order to protect our native people. At times we feel that our language is a detriment to our cause, and yet at times we feel that when we speak in our language, our sovereignty is presented to where we now are able to write in our and read in our own language, in which that we are making proposals to our various different communities to control, to manage for the economic and the well-being of our native people. After 1991, the question of ANCSA corporations, of their existence, will be a question, but the Yupik people, in which that they speak and the language that they speak, will always be here. With that, we have the honored elders of our communities that will be guiding us throughout time as well as into the future in keeping our villages together. And we feel that through the grace of God that we can stand together as a united people. Although a lot of the corporations, the Western culture, would like to impose to a point where social assimilation is dominant, we feel as long as that we teach our language and our culture to our people, that this will never, ever become true. Then going on into the question of Aboriginal title versus ANCSA title is another problem that we are facing, because the federal government is telling us that I am no longer Yupik and I can no longer speak my language, or I cannot speak for my rights in my own language. That is wrong. It's totally wrong. And we feel, for the sake of the younger generation, that they look to the
962.5 million dollars was divided into 12 regional village corporations. To us, this 962.5 million is just a little bit of money. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agunat chawai Joanne Mark kan khatwaqal ga kasatin una khwani 44 million acres sa una khwani land claim am khwani settlement tara knero ti khwani Alaska mun mavit land claim am ikhetok una suchali ugut khwani yut khangutan yubuni mananuna tamaskona tu lam thun rang narlum thun ma khun Ilabutakluluki, Aklukakulutalu Unahwani Corporation Nak Akikun Ptingrami, Yut Akirtung Ksaina Akirtung Akirtung Sainak Light Akirtung Sainak Sait Lashat Tamana Chestamakan Rut Klukutali, Sumakutwani Chadlerkat 5 ngan rit ugu 20 chali 12 regional corporation at taksak ngat ke village corporation at lu ikhlingu tagam yu chali lu kongu ta yu kuni aki kun yu nak ngilam ta aki kun khsai nak sai tlakh aki kun khlai nak sai tlakh put una chali khani 962 million dollars Kwa 2012 Regional Corporation Nanun Village Corporation Nanun Lutunu Mangakami Chali Tau Naki Ikhtap Ikhnani
My name is Brian Abraham and I am a student in Togak School. This is how I feel about ANCSA. I think hunting and fishing rights should be given back and I think all the natives should hunt whenever they want to, just like the old days. Our ancestors used to hunt freely. Now our way of life has changed, our customs and our culture. Young people are losing the things they were taught. Nature is part of life, part of learning. The land should not be owned by some outsider or somebody who never been here. They don't know the land, how it is like. We knew this land long before white man. We subsisted on it and lived on it, and we have the right to have it. We should have more land, more than just 44 million acres. We don't misuse the land, we use it carefully. White men have their way of life, and we are not like them. We do things differently. We are two different people, and we think differently. White men will stay with their life, and we will stay with ours. We need land to survive, and we, the native people, don't want it to be taken away from us. Our children will need it also. ANCSA said that if you are not born before December 18, 1971, you don't get stocks or land. Young people should have the right to own land. They are the future. Natives should not sell their land because the land they own will be in the hands of someone who isn't a native. Natives should be proud of their land, not forget it. They should see the future before selling their land, a future that might be lost or a future that will be kept in his or her mind. There should be another way besides ANCSA, a different way so all natives will be free and have a free land. I'm thankful for living in this land that God has made. People didn't make this land. I am still thankful for all the things God gave us, especially because He made us. He didn't put us here to fight. He put us here to live. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Aguna chali mumi gakhluku. Una khwani Brian Abraham. Khwani khwani litna gawlani Togiak High School. Sin ko khwani ko khwani ko na khwani Alaska Native Land Clip.
Forty people testified at this meeting today, and I think you can hear me anyway, even if the machinery's broken down. And I want to thank all of you, and especially the students. I thought they were very, very good, and I'm glad so many of them testified. Well, we'll adjourn until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll be right back here at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll see you then.
Una chali taima. Una khwani kuyung kashpu chali unit pigay nakpknaku. Nang khluta kami ko putputga khluki. Nasini Daniel Sharp amun khwani picha kun pichak pala uchitna
Umiokasu, Queen Rituk, Tokong and Ayukuchi Katang Suku,
lotun riluchikasu manachali challan ukuthun ilam thunmai chali nasvagluku chali su ukuthunna akya chaukme thun chali mai chali pikani khluku koni khwasokhutas pni ilakhlakhut chali kai gawikam thin unuk pakawasn thi nayus khluta yaw chali khinermun nuta gaulram chali toni nay qunaqput ikayuqulutaasu kuunktunnaq Jesus Christus amatthakun amen
Shazid, could you turn this unit off, please?
No.
That the native people had no way of understanding or speaking or writing the English language. The federal representatives, when they came in seeing this, they had united the villages all along the coast from coming in from the Kuskokwim region and working on through the Bristol Bay drainage. And at that time, he had combined the villages, a number of villages, into different units. And within these units, he had appointed three chiefs to administer the governmental matters of the native communities at that time. And this government representative, although he did not speak or read the Yupik language, in seeing the scarcity of wood for the coastal communities, all along he had made it a point where in which that the other villages out in, up in the upland countries where wood was available, that these were transported down to the local communities for their supplies, where they would be available. One of the things that he had brought out was that this government agent had an understanding of native public law, in which that was not broken from the time that he had come up until the statehood. And again, he stressed that without public law, whether if it is from the federal government or from the native communities, that people cannot be going all over in one direction. There has to be some type of order through a governmental process in which that the traditional council structure or the IRA structure has provided in the past as a native political units that were addressed through the Qazghi, in which the traditional government laws were adopted. And the third point that he had stressed is that the importance of unity that the native community has to realize, as it has been in the past, is as their forefathers had united under one common bond, that the younger generation would do the same and work together with the elders of the community, because without the direction of the elders, there is no way possible that it can work. And then again he stressed, as their forefathers had done in working with the elders, that they carried the scriptural context of a local, of a people, in respecting the elders in that matter and in that regard. The fourth point that he had stressed again is the importance of the marine resources in which that are provided to the community in regards to the marine mammals and the river drainage systems in which are provided, in which they are provided for their cultural well-being as well as the native well-being for them to do. And there are traditional public laws that are no longer seen or practiced by the younger generation at this time. And in order to revive that, he had stressed that in working with the elders, these can be achieved. And always seek direction from the elders so that no matter how rough the way may be, the end result is always the best result that can ever come out of a trial. And again, the importance of the traditional laws and the traditional common law ways that the native culture has is very important at this day and age, especially for the young people. That was Mr. Billy Blue, one of the elders in the community of the native village of Togiak. The statement that he had made was in the common law ways had once been said and been told that out of the heart proceeds bad things of a bad mind. Out of a good mind proceeds the good things of life. And that again reminds me of the scriptures, even long before the scriptures were here, that the traditional native people had used that. I'm reminded of a portion of scripture, out of the mouth proceeds both good and evil. And again, even long before the scriptures, the traditional native people in a lot of their common law ways had practiced that without the knowledge of the scriptures. And to the young people, the fight for the title of land is coming. It's not getting any easier. It's going to be harder and harder for the interests, and various different interest groups have presented the problems of title to land. The corporation through stock and through its interim conveyance may have the title to the land. The elders and the older people that are eligible for native allotments may have title to the property, but the problem that may come and arise is as to how you, the younger generation that are ineligible to participate in title holdings to land or property, as to how that can be addressed. One of his basic fears and concerns is that possibly in the future that the corporation's title to land may be taken away. To the communities that have lived along rivers, bays, or where they are nearby and close to the river mouths, to the drainage systems. The problem that we are now facing is not getting any easier or any smaller in regards to the special interest groups such as the sports fishing industry or other interest groups that have an interest within these drainage systems. Therefore, that title to property and real estate is a problem that is going to be coming to you as you grow into your adulthood life. So you, the young people, should be addressing these issues and concerns in consultation with the elders of your communities. And that was basically it, unless I left something out.
Well, thank you very much. I guess it's time to stop for lunch. We'll come back after lunch for a while, but we have to leave because we're going to have to be in New Halen tomorrow. But why don't we come back after lunch, maybe 1 o'clock? 1 o'clock and start again for a while.
Ya wa khonan wa khabag munaya ka tahtibta nu hayla namu
I see. Find out what Alaska natives think about their land claim settlement, about the corporations, what happened to subsistence, about 1991, the question whether or not they want to sell their shares, the question whether or not the children born after 1971 should be allowed to participate in the settlement, the question of sovereignty, all of these things. And so I've been traveling around Alaska for a year. I've been to every region. I've been to 54 villages and listening to what people have to say. So I'm here to find out what you think. And you've been telling me now for a day and a half. We've had almost 50 people testify. And I'm going to write a report making recommendations about ANCSA. And those recommendations will, I hope, be helpful to you. And I'm going to make recommendations to Native people in other countries so that they can avoid some of the mistakes that were made here in your land claim settlement. In other countries, people are just starting to settle their land claims, and they want to know what happened here. How did it work out? So that's why I'm here. This is one of the last villages we're going to visit. We're going to Dillingham in late February and then to Aniak, and then to Bethel, and then to Sleep Mute, and that's all.
Alaska Native Review Commission. Una kwani Alaska nakmi niwin yubrikhat homan na land claim ak piukan ran tamatum land claim am piukan ran kais umyocht kuchik psnik kais umsu kwani ayo kuta chan gum kwani ayo kuchan ni chuguluni psnik taigo una kwani Alaska Native Review Commission nak kwakin kwani kingunuk to awakin Inuit Circumpolar Conference. Una kwani Inuit Circumpolar Conference ak ayoku chilkuf chiu unguk ukut kwani nak min yut yulgit yupit pamani kwani pak matum sak pasamta pak mani kusikacha gini yut asan gnu nalgulgit kuyuk sutin
аттаачик нэгхлүүдэн гуйхгаарлуудын унахваны юврит гисгэлхүүлээд гайлхнүүгүүд алат нунахат аласка миллиони юин гайл умьёрт гуйчаат гайлхнүүмат дүнгэнэн калаагтан гуйчаатник угутваны виллиж нунахат матумлан клеймэм гайнгани унаахлан клеймэр пиханран гайлхнэран нэрсарам гайнгани гайлхн тамаатун пимаачэн
Here. Once we start learning and teaching the knowledge and the experience that the elders have passed on to us and we can pass on to our children, if that respect for the land and the resources is again learned, taught, and respected, you will see and begin to see a change within the seasons throughout the year. At this day and age and in this century, we get on mobility and sit down and go to wherever we please. In the old days, people used to walk for transportation or use the kayak as a mode of transportation in the seas or in the waters or wherever navigability was feasible. As long as we continue to squander and do not show respect for the resources and the land, God will not allow us to enjoy the things that we have enjoyed in the past until such time that we take that point and start teaching it from the home to the village and pass it on to the others. Is that we have to learn to respect the resources that God Almighty has given unto us. The problems that you may now be facing is that because at times the younger generation says, well, those elders do not know anything or they do not understand anything. But always remember that the word respect is derived out of experience and knowledge that your elders have. Therefore, respect has to be taught and the respect of the land has to start in the basis of the family structure. If that is taught, then that would be the beginning of an experience that will never be forgotten. With respect to the Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act, the date of its enactment has taken the younger generation that were born after December 18, 1971 and set them aside as a different people, as a different culture. But that is not true. For in which when 1991 comes by, unless something that the people as a unit address to that issue to keep that from being sold will be the structure in which that the corporations or the villages will be able to stay together as a unit. But then again, people are not the same. We can hear for these past few days by the statements that people do not think the same. There are some that have said that the economic wealth is not in